So the title of my presentation is Management of Relay Crop Strawberry with Peppers, Eggplant, and Cantaloupes to Maximize Yield and Economic Return. So Florida is a second largest producer of strawberries after California, with around 270 million pounds of production reported by USDA in 2017, with around 10,800 farms under strawberry production. This production is spread across six counties across Florida, Citrus, Dade, Hillsboro, Lee, Manatee, and Polk, whereas Hillsboro County is the major area where the whole commercial and wholesale production is being done. And Plant City area in Hillsboro County is recognized as the winter strawberry capital of the world. And this is the area where our Gulf Coast Research Education Center is located. So along with rising strawberry production in the United States, there are some challenges, especially in Southeast USA, the states like Florida and Georgia. There's a rising production cost due to high inputs and low commodity prices due to less market availability. There's low labor availability, and there's a competition from foreign markets. The graph here represents the imports from Mexico. The red bar represents the imports from Mexico, and green bars are the Florida production. Over the years, the imports from Mexico are increasing rapidly, and that indirectly affects growers' profits and market availability. So here's a little bit overview of Florida strawberry growing season. And growers start fumigating their field in late July or early August. They start planting strawberries in late September to early October, and strawberry harvesting starts in late December or early January. That goes until late March to early April, depending upon the market availability. And from early April to early July, that starts the fallow period. That is where we want to, that is where relay crops comes in the picture, and we want to plant secondary crop as a relay crop. So what relay crop is, it's a type of intercropping or multi-cropping where we put second crop on the bed where main crop is already established, whereby there is an overlap of their distinct life cycle. So some of the advantages of relay cropping is it can lower the crop risk failure. There's a proper utilization of land resources as we are, there are lower inputs needed as we are using the same plastic, same drip system, same fumigation for both the crops. So it can help increase the economic returns. It leads to crop diversification, and it can also help the growers to plant their crops early when the crops are really sensitive to the very high heat summer temperatures. So why we are focusing on relay cropping or different crops and, through relay crop with strawberries? Because there's very limited research done on relay cropping of strawberries with different vegetables, especially with respect to the competition studies. There's research that needs to be done on different type of canopy structure of plants. We selected eggplants. Those are around 6 feet tall plants, very upright canopy. And the next one is peppers, 2 to 3 feet tall upright canopy plants. And then third are the cantaloupes. Those are the vine. They spread across the bed. There's need of research that explains the effect of main crop, that is strawberry here, on the secondary crop. Those are our vegetables here. So those leads to the objectives. The major first objective is to determine the effect of relay cropping on the yield of strawberry and the secondary crop. And to another objective is to examine the effect of transplanting date of, or to optimize the transplant date of secondary crop, whereas where we're gonna see how do they affect the yield and morphology of both the crops. So we hypothesize that relay cropping of strawberries with vegetable is going to reduce the yield of both the crops due to the interspecific plant competition. And transplanting date of relay crop will have significant effect on the yield of both the crops. So here's the methodology. The experimental design was 2-factorial randomized complete block design. First factor was the presence or absence of strawberries. Second factor was the date of planting of secondary crop. We selected 5 different type of date of plantings. First, early planting dates are 4th of January and 18th of January. Mid planting dates, 1st of February, 15th of February, and late planting date is the March 1st. And here's the picture how we set up the experiment in the field with four replications. The experiments were repeated twice in 2016 and 2017. Primary crop was Radiance, strawberry variety Radiance. Secondary crop, peppers variety Tormento. Eggplants variety Nightshadow. Cantaloupes variety Athena. Strawberry planting was, as I earlier mentioned, according to the growers' practices, was done in September 2016 and 2017. Planting date for secondary crop was varied, as I mentioned. So harvesting for all the crops was done for strawberries. The harvesting was started in early January, that goes until early March, and for secondary crop according to the maturity of the vegetables, and yield and plant height data was collected and subjected to data analysis with ANOVA and regression. And the cultural practices, the irrigation management, fertilization management was done according to the University of Florida recommendations. So here are some pictures from the Friedman setups. The first picture here is the there are two parallel rows of strawberries, and in between there are eggplants. That those are relay cropped, and those are around maybe 2 months old plant. And the second picture here is the strawberry, and the broad leaves are the cantaloupes, vines. And the third picture, we have bright color leaves are the pepper plants and two rows of strawberries. So now comes to the results. Strawberry yields were not affected by the relay cropping of three of the crops, eggplants, peppers, and cantaloupes. The graph here is showing the strawberry yields result when they were relay cropped with eggplants. X-axis represent the planting data of eggplant, and the Y-axis represents strawberry fruit yield, and bars show that there was no significant differences among the any planting date of eggplants. And similar results were reported in peppers and cantaloupes. Next are the results for eggplant height. So there was no particular trend followed in this data. However, the only significant results were reported. The x-axis reports here the days after planting. The height data was recorded at 15, 30, 45, 60, 75, and 90 days after the planting. Y-axis shows the eggplant height. The figure B and C shows that when eggplants were planted on January 18th and February 1st, the eggplants growing without strawberries did have significantly higher growth rate than the eggplants growing with the strawberries. So the next is the yield data for eggplants. 2 years data was pooled and analyzed together. However, the interaction between two factors was not significant, so the data is presented separately. First bar graph shows here that the eggplants growing without strawberries had significantly higher yields than the eggplants growing without the with the strawberries. Second graph here shows that when the eggplants were planted on January 4th and January 18th, those are the two dates where they have significantly higher yields than the other planting dates. Next are the pepper height results. Similarly here, no trend was followed. However, when peppers were planted on February 1st and February 15th, the peppers growing without strawberries did grow faster than the peppers growing with the strawberries. Next are the pepper height results. Unlike eggplants, the peppers showed that there was no significant difference in terms of pepper yield when they were growing with and without the strawberries. And similarly, early to mid planting dates as January 4th, January 18th, and February 1st were the dates where the yield was significantly higher compared to the other planting dates of peppers. Lastly, are the results for cantaloupe vine length. So only when the eggplants were planted on January 18th, the eggplants growing without the strawberries, the vine length was significantly longer than the cantaloupes growing with the strawberries. So cantaloupe yield results showed that there was no effect of any of the factors, that state of planting or presence or absence of the strawberries, on the cantaloupe yields. So lastly, here I'm going to show the partial budget analysis for the ag plans. We have done all the partial budget analysis for all three crops. However, due to time constraint, I'm just going to show here for the ag plans. Blue color numbers here show that that's the profit that we produced when we put second crop, that's eggplant with the strawberries, compared to the baseline treatment. Baseline treatment is where we had only strawberries. So the first thing here in the table that shows that when strawberries were, when eggplants were relay cropped with strawberries on January 4th, that is the treatment where we produce the highest amount of revenue, that's around $8,500 per hectare. However, if you look at the bottom of the table, the when eggplants were relay cropped with strawberries at the late, mid to late planting dates, there is a loss of few thousand dollars. So in summary, it is safe to relay crop strawberries with different vegetables without losing any of the revenue or any of the yield of strawberry crop. Early to mid planting dates of the secondary crops are the optimum dates to relay crop them with the strawberries. So although secondary crops, when they were planted with the strawberries, they did lose some yield. There was a significant difference. However, our economic analysis did show that if they are planting on optimum dates, they can actually produce some kind of revenue from the relay crop. So are some of the literature cited. I would like to thank my professor, Dr. Nathan Boyard, Dr. Aghihara, Dr. Press, Dr. Zatarali, Dr. Sean Sharp, and Dr. Zhengfei Guan and Ms. Chi Chu to help. They helped us with the economic analysis, and all the Wheat Science Lab members and FDEX, of course, for the funding. Thank you, and if you have any questions. Yes, please.
Can you speak to difficulty in harvesting strawberries with the relay crop, particularly the camo?
Okay. So there wasn't really much difficulty harvesting the strawberries, because when we planted, when we started planting secondary crops, the strawberries were already producing fruits. So when we finished the strawberries, the secondary crops were most 2 months old, and they were really small. Yeah, there was a little bit of like entangling in case of cantaloupes, but that was like still it was better. Yeah. Yes. So, you mean, did we collect the data on the interception, light interception? Yes, so we collected data on photosynthesis, not exactly the light interception, but there was no differences in photosynthesis in case of strawberries. Sorry?
What are your factors or
factor
that you attribute the
yield
loss to?
To the eggplants? So, because eggplants, when we transplanted, strawberries were already there, and that's the competition, that's probably the below root competition, underground competition that's going on that hurts the like the baby transplants when they when the secondary crops are planted with the strawberries. Yes. So strawberries are planted in September, and harvesting starts in January, goes until March, and secondary crops we put in the field in January. So what happens with strawberry? Strawberries are already established for 3 months, so they escape the competition. That's why there was no difference in strawberry yields. But eggplants, they get competition from strawberries, because strawberries were already full-grown canopy, 3 months-old plants, and strawberries are just, secondary crops are just the baby plants we put in the field. Yeah, I hope this answers your question. Okay. Yes?
Did you see buildup of any pests?
So the answer would be, if we see any pest pressure, answer would be no, because in Florida, we like treat the pest and disease very extensively. So that could be the future research. That could be another question from this research.
Thank you.